This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is also sponsored by Visit Bemidji and Grand Haven Campground. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley, Bemidji Area Fishing Guide. I'd like to invite you to come to our beautiful town of Bemidji. We've got over 400 lakes in our area teeming with walleye, pike, muskie, bass, and panfish. We're the gateway to the Chippewa National Forest. We've got miles upon miles of biking and hiking trails. Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Fine shops and eateries in downtown Bemidji. Headwaters of the mighty Mississippi at Itasca State Park. Beautiful resorts, hotels, and bed and breakfasts. Visit Bemidji one step further.
Shorty, I won't ever understand my shorties be mad when all I wanna do is stick my toes in the sand. There's nothing wrong with champagne, dancing and such, but the nightlife in the city don't impress me much. F-I-S-H-I-I-N, fishing.
Fishing.
F-I-S-H-I-I-N, fishing.
Fishing.
I don't feel right in the club, I'd rather be out, sitting in my 14-footer catching some trout. The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm F-I-S-H-I-I-N, Paul Bunyan Country.
Coming up today, we check in with Bruce Jean of Rainy Lake Guide Service. We talk Mille Lacs fishing, we talk Rainy Lake fishing. We are dazzled by a couple of his dad jokes, and Bruce survives his first Fast Five. It's all coming up. If you're fascinated by what you're hearing today, Bemidji State University might be the place for you when it comes to college. They're located amid the lakes and forests of the Northwoods, and it's the only place in Minnesota where you can earn a four-year degree in aquatic biology. It's a state-of-the-art program on the shores of Lake Bemidji, giving you high-tech lakeside facilities and ample opportunity for research and a hands-on education. You can choose fisheries biology, aquatic systems, or wetlands ecology. An aquatic biology education at Minnesota's premier Northwoods University. It's the right fit for you. Visit BemidjiState.edu.
Hi, this is Toby Cavalli-Buck of Leisure Outdoor Adventures. Welcome to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
Well, we're checking in with Bruce Jean, who we always like to talk to because he's always got great information for us. And Bruce, got a couple of weeks of fishing under our belt now. What has the first 2 weeks of fishing meant for you?
Well, Kev, I got to say, you know, being kind of down in the metro during the school year yet, I don't get as far north as Rainy Lake and Lake Bemidji as I'd like to, but I have been fishing Mille Lacs the last few weekends, and the opener was not very warm, but the fishing was okay. This last weekend, the fishing really picked up, and it got a lot better. So the weather actually warmed up, the wind went down, and we had a good bite. So as usual, the evening bite on Mille Lacs, you know, that 6 to 10 p.m. time is excellent. But also the early morning bite, we put some clients on some good fish too. I just did a guide trip yesterday with an old customer of mine, an 80-year-old customer, and his three daughters. And it was kind of a Father's Day treat for them. And you want to talk about competition. What an outstanding trip. And we just had a blast. The five of us yapping all day long, you know, in 8 hours of fishing, I don't think there was seven and a half. I mean, there were 7.5 hours of laughing and just a great time. So, you know, and of course, some good fish catching always helps that as well. So, but yeah, we went out of Red Door on the north side there. And, you know, the Red Door launch is an excellent one. It's protected. The owners are great. So check them out there. But just a fun, great first few weekends of opener. So it's been fun.
You know, the thing about Mille Lacs, it's a fishery in which you go to if you like fishing, because you'll have lots of action. If you're all about acquiring a lot of fish, you know, you can't keep that many. But, I mean, it is a great lake for action, which, of course, always makes the boat full of laughter, as you noted.
Exactly. And, you know, so Mille Lacs, until June 1st, has a catch of, you can keep one fish from 21 to 23 inches, okay? We caught our limits on all of our guide trips, which is, you know, you, well, we limited out. Well, you caught one fish. It's not like you nailed them, you know. But we, you know, we did clean our limits after all of our trips. The thing I just don't understand, and I know that there's a science behind it, but to keep a 22 7/8 inch walleye that's full, you know, of potential spawn, and it just doesn't make sense to me. And so, you know, we follow the rules and we do what the DNR says, but I'm just a little perplexed by that, as well as my clients that fish with me on Rainy Lake are as well. But our numbers were excellent. The fishing population is strong, so maybe they know something that we don't. But, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, it's an intense fishing mecca, that's for sure. Boat after boat, a lot of pressure. It's a great place to be, that's for sure.
I got to tell you, it's a topsy-turvy world we're living in, because I'm talking to you about Mille Lacs Lake. You weren't up in Rainy, and then I'm talking to Bro Borsdahl, and he's telling me all about Rainy because that's where he opened this year.
Well, what the heck? Bro, I didn't see you on the passing there. But, I did have a couple guides up on Rainy that were Rainy Lake has changed immensely in the last month. I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure people have, but the flood level on Rainy Lake is approximately 3.5-4 feet high right now. My current dock has 3 feet of water on it. So It's not very enjoyable. I know that it's a tough time. A lot of resorts, a lot of homeowners are in a tough place right now. They're sandbagging to save their homes. Mm. And so what that means for shallow structure fishing, which is that early time, is things have changed. These fish are up in the shallows, which is trees and shrubs and bushes, and where these walleyes are in normally 2-3 feet of water, well, now you're pitching an 1/8-ounce jig with a minnow up there and you're getting snagged, or, you know, so it's really changed fishing on the lake. In the deep water currents, some guides are having success. And then also in about the 5 to 7 foot depth, also they're finding some success. But it's been a different world of fishing. If you do head up to Rainy Lake, Namekin, Crane Lake, Cab Togama, all that chain, it's way above level. It's, you know, bring your hip waders to get to the dock to your boat. But just be careful, because there's deadheads galore floating out there, logs and docks and everything that's floating. But it's a dangerous place right now, and those resorts that are struggling right now, keep supporting them if you can. Buy those gift certificates. Do what you can to keep them going, and because this is not a great start after a rough couple years of COVID.
Oh my, yeah, we had that. Plus, there was a lot of lakes. People couldn't even get on them last year because there was such little water, and now we're hearing stories like this. We just can't find that perfect fastball down the middle, can we?
Well, I'm hoping we're not going to have this next year, but, Canada opened up, and a few of the people that normally would fish, you know, they're going back to Canada, and it's good for the Canada resorts. But, just the timing of everything, it's, you know, they just get back on their feet and are going to have a good year, and Mother Nature throws 160 inches of snow, 8-9 inches of rain, and just a quick melt, and lo and behold, we have some serious flooding. I know today there was a bad flood in 2014, and today the Rainy Lake just topped that flood stage. So they're thinking that it's probably going to beat the flood of like 1950 or 49, something like that, where it was really bad. The water is currently going over the dam in International Falls.
Wow.
And that's just not how dams work. So they're also in that same boat at Kettle Falls, which, you know, the water from Namekin, Crane Lake, Ash River, all that flows into Rainy Lake through Kettle Falls. Those of you that have been to Kettle Falls know that there's that walkway, that long straight road from the lake to the hotel. That is about 2-2.5 feet underwater. So it's pretty surreal to see that much water. And you think about how big, how immense, how massive Rainy Lake is, and it's up 4 feet. Think about all the millions of gallons of water that it takes to make that lake go so high.
Right.
It's so destructive right now. Sad.
We have a lot more to cover with Bruce Jean, plus his first ever Fast Five. It's all coming up on Fish in Paul Bunyan Country. If you're ready to write the next chapter of your life and love the outdoors, Northwest Technical College might be the perfect fit. Northwest Technical College in Bemidji has state-of-the-art technical education and 6 career paths in the heart of the Northwoods. Automotive, building trades, business, health, childcare, and manufacturing technology. We're surrounded by more than 400 lakes and acres of forests. You can be fishing, you can be hunting, and you can be plotting the course of your life all at the same place. The shortest path to your dream job begins at Northwest Technical College, Bemidji's Technical College. Learn more today. Visit ntcmn.edu. Headed into a long weekend of fishing, Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people are going to get a lot of fishing in this weekend. Bruce Jean of Rainy Lake Guides is my guest. And Bruce, I'm presuming you're using a jig and minnow this time of year.
So on Mille Lacs, we were pitching shiners
and
quarter-ounce jigs. Yep. And you better bring your checkbook if you're going to get some shiners. Holy. But, you know, I mean, continue to support the bait stores as well. Like, we're all in it, and that's what you do. But we also use a slip bobber and a leech during the day on Mille Lacs. So, I got a new toy with the Lowrance active target, and it's sure fun to look around for those fish, and you can see them. You pitch that slip bobber and a leech over top of them. You got 2 or 3 slip bobbers on top of them from my clients, and lo and behold, one of them goes down. So it's amazing. And we talked last time, Kev, how technology has changed the fishing world, but it's incredible at how detailed these fish are. There was a time there was a walleye right underneath the boat. You could actually see the fins when it swam up, curled and turned. And my clients are like, that's a real fish. And so, I mean, it's pretty cool stuff down there, but you pay for it. But it's worth it.
Yeah, fishing is just such a great activity that there's very, you know, people who are into fishing, they will find a way. They absolutely will find a way.
Well, and, you know, you think about the amount of entertainment you get from a boat.
Mm-hmm.
If you use it on a regular basis and, you know, you could travel, you could do things like that. But for someone that enjoys the water, enjoys just the sheer solitude of being on the lake early in the morning or late in the evening, you know, you get the electronics to take care of it, the fishing equipment, you know, it's amazing. If that's not you, and if you want to just go experience once or maybe a few times or go for a boat ride or whatever that may be, that's when you can inquire on a fishing guide. You know, in the central area, Bro is available. I'll outfish Bro 9 times out of 10. I hope he's not listening.
Sure he is.
But you can also contact Rainy Lake Guiding. You know, we'll take care of that too. You know, but boating is definitely, what do you got, 10,600 lakes in Minnesota, Kev, something like that?
Yep.
You might as well start utilizing them, and that's the nice part about that. So.
Well, you know what? Speaking of boats, waiting to get your boats has been a big challenge for guys over the last couple of years. What's been your experience with that?
So, you know, I have purchased over $1 million worth of boats from Ray's Sport Marine in Bemidji, and the guys there are outstanding to work with. Brandon, Mike, you know, the crew. If you're shopping for a boat, go see those guys first, and they'll put you on a boat. They'll get it as quickly as they can. You know, Ray's is a huge Lund dealer, and of course, I'm a little special to Lund boats and Mercury outboards, as they're outstanding and have been a part of my life for 28 years. But they will take care of you, and the guys at Ray's are there. 218-444-1010. Check them out. Give them a call. Little plug for you guys there. But waiting for a boat has been a tough one. You know, we ordered my boat for next year already, and it's just, you know, keeping that flow going, and, you know, but it's just, there's a time and place for used stuff, and that's getting to be hard to find too. So be patient if you're shopping, but know that, check those guys out. They'll take care of you.
So when we go out on the water, I know one of the things you've always told me is that Rainy is one of those lakes. Let's hope it gets a little back to normal and calm, because it's one of those lakes that after that initial early season, which so many lakes are hot, Rainy kicks in after that.
The nice part about Rainy is early bite is good up shallow, and then they kind of go on a transition. They're in 3 feet or they're in 40 feet. And then about July 15th, the dog days of Lake Bemidji, because I love Lake Bemidji, and I, you know, being fishing in that area, but Mille Lacs or Leech or Winnie or, you know, all the lakes in the center part of the state, they start to kind of go in the dog days. Fishing's tougher, you know, you catch one or two here. Rainy, those fish are schooled up. It's a deep glacier cut lake, and those fish are schooled up where the bait fish are on the reefs or on the structure or mid-lake humps, as people call them. And to be able to sit on top of those fish and keep following around a particular reef all day, it's just a great time, and you'll stay on fish all day. And the numbers continue to improve. Like you said, the water warms up, but it's cool down below as it's a couple hundred feet deep, Rainy Lake is. So, but yeah, it gets better when other lakes start to die out. Load up the boat and come on up to Floodville, Rainy Lake.
All right. One of the things we want to do with you, because you just sent me these samples I'd call them dad jokes, but we'll call them Bruce jokes here. So let's get your Bruce Jean joke of the day.
So, Kev, did you hear about the time where you outfished me?
No.
Yeah, no, me neither. Oh! Hey, Kev, what did the fish say when it swam in the cement?
I don't know.
Damn. Well, that one might not be appropriate for radio. You'll have to edit that one out.
You know, it's the 21st century. I think we can get by with that. Those are our Bruce Jean jokes of the day. He's going to have to endure a fast five down the road. But up next, we'll talk to him about a few other species to go after besides walleyes.
I'm Will Pappenpuss and Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, because Kev Jackson needs all the help he can get.
When planning your trip up north, plan to park your RV or camper at the spacious Grand Haven RV Campground in Bemidji. You'll be in the perfect area to ride ATV, fish, hunt, and hike. With free parking for your boats and trailers and located just off Highway 2 west of Bemidji, Grand Haven Campground is the center point for your next Northland adventure. Fish hundreds of surrounding lakes and cruising the miles and miles of the ATV trails northern Minnesota has to offer. Visit GrandHavenCampground.com and book your stay today.
This is Dick Beardsley, and this is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Always fun to have Bruce Jean from Rainy Lake Guides on the show. And, of course, he knows how to catch walleye, and we're certainly in the thick of walleye season. But what about some other fish? A lot of us didn't get a chance to do any crappie fishing or anything prior to the walleye opener. Should we be doing that right now, too?
You know, crappies are way behind, especially around here. So, absolutely. And, you know, they're going to probably still be a little bit shallow. So you're right. I mean, the guys that generally fish 15, 20 crappie days, they didn't get them. The wind, the rain, the weather, the snow, the ice, it all impacted the spring. So absolutely don't forget about the crappie that is out there. And they're schooled up right now. We were out active target looking for schools of crappie the other day. And they're out there, and they're schooled up, and they're thick and they're shallow, which makes it a lot of fun to catch them there too. So if you want to go catch some northerns and bass, they're in that same shallow mid-lake structure depth. And, you know, spinner blades, tube jigs, getting those a little bit shallower. I like a MEPS number 3. Get a shiny one. Pick out your color there. That's a fun thing. You'll catch both bass and northerns on that. But, yeah, don't forget about the bluegills and crappies, because they're still feeding and they're a lot of fun to eat and catch. So.
And, you know, a lake like Mille Lacs and a lake like Leech, those are lakes where you can go find the hot fish, because they got them all in there.
You know, I've talked to, like, Corey Brock from Reeds and, you know, getting the report from Leech, and it's been lights out. Guys are limiting out. Guys are just drilling the walleyes on Leech. I had a guy that was fishing on red. He fished opener Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And his clicker read 236 walleyes. Now, he is a fisherman, so you might want to average 10 or 15% less or more, depending on. But still, the numbers for red have been outstanding as well. So, but the bite is on, and get out and enjoy it. This three-day weekend, maybe a slight chance for rain, but I think it's going to be okay temperature-wise.
Boy, I hope so. We're due for some nice weather, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, are you ready for your first ever Fast Five?
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Fast Five. who's with me.
Yeah.
Question number one. What is your favorite fish to catch?
Gotta love the walleye.
Question number two. What is your favorite fish to eat?
You know, I'm going to give that one a tie between crappies and walleyes because the crappies with those fish chips are amazing.
Hard to argue with that. All right. This is going to make or break you right here.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I've ever asked you this question. I don't know where you fall in this one. But here we go.
Uh-oh.
Vikings or Packers?
Kev, we're from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And I'm from Canada, but you were probably from Minnesota. and growing up in International Falls, we received our news from Superior Duluth, or Duluth Superior, depending on where you're from. So when I was growing up, we always thought, hey, the Packers won. Hey, the Vikings lost. So I acquired this Packer following in my soul. And I have to say, hands down, and I don't want to lose listeners, but the Green Bay Packers are my blood. And I will send you a picture of my yearbook, and that'll explain what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is this interview over now?
No, I've talked to other Packer fans.
All right.
But it hurts. It hurts, I must say. All right, let's see if you can redeem yourself with question number four.
All right.
What is the best Bill Murray movie?
Oh, boy. How do you beat Caddyshack?
Okay. That's an acceptable answer. I'll give you that one. That's a good one.
All right.
Question number... What's that?
Who's your Bill Murray?
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep. All right, question number five. Do you play cribbage?
So, the answer to that is absolutely. But I have to say I'm not very happy with my cribbage skills lately because my 80-year-old mother has been beating me pretty handily. And we play for a dollar a game and... Sometimes I'm paying $2. She double skunks me. Yep.
Whoa.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So, Mom, take it easy on me.
All right. Question 5A to wrap it up. What is the highest score you've ever had in a cribbage hand?
Well, I've never had the mighty 29.
Me neither.
But I've had a 24 before, and it was actually just last spring up on the Rainy River Run. So... but I'm hoping for that almighty for 5 jacks and a 5.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I ever get that, I'm framing it.
I would too.
All right. Well, okay, you redeemed yourself by being a cribbage head. That wipes out all your Packer sins.
Okay. Phew. Thank you. I appreciate that, Kev.
Well, you have survived your first Fast Five. It won't be your last. I've got 100 questions, so... And I'm adding more all the time, so we'll be able to keep grilling you, for years to come.
I can't wait, Kev. I love it already.
Hey, Bruce, where are you going to be out this weekend?
Heading back to Rainy Lake. I actually am, I sandbagged and I put barrels on my dock to hold it down, thinking we weren't going to beat the 2014. Well, I have to go modify that. So I'm heading up there to fix my docks and help some other fellow flutters that might need some sandbagging help. So a couple guide tips this weekend and the long weekend, but that's going to be it. So,
all right, Bruce, it's always great to have you on the show. Good luck to you and all your friends up on Rainy Lake. Let's hope it gets back to normal, and have a great Memorial Day weekend as best you can.
Thanks, Kim. Always a pleasure.
Well, coming up later in the week, we're going to hear from Mike Frisch of Fishing the Midwest. We're going to hear from some of the anglers on the Bemidji High School fishing team. We'll get an update on Take a Kid Fishing. It's back. And looking ahead for a couple of weeks, we've got some really great shows in the hopper. That's it for today, though. I'm Kev Jackson. As always, thanks for taking the time. This has been the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast. sponsored by Visit Bemidji and Grand Haven Campground. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is also sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. And don't forget, you can listen to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country on KB101 FM and KBUN Sports Radio 104.5 weekdays, as well as Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Saturday mornings on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5, B93.3 in Brainerd Baxter, and KICK FM in Alexandria.